Blog Talk Radio.
The Tiger and Lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again, give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion.
Brother Drew, I always get a question asked to me, how do you know that what you say is the truth? I'm going to say that again. How do you know what you say is the truth? Well, Brother Drew, wise people, intelligent people study history. This is the only way you're going to know if you got the truth. In 2014, the history of everything, anything that you can possibly name, is recorded. You just got here. This is the first thing that you got to remember. You just got your dark complexion, T's and paper sack tan, gluteus maximus here. You just got here. And then this is the first mind that you got to understand that you just got here. You just got here. The history that you say is the truth came from the east to the west, you in the western hemisphere. This history that you're claiming is the truth is over 250,000 years old, the beginning of that history that came from the east to the west. You're in the Western Hemisphere. It is clearly told to you in the books that you say that you believe in, that the Germanic race of people, who we call white people, I want you to understand that dark complexion colored boy is who we call white people. It is 10 of those tribes as we speak now that has changed their name over a period of history, of his story, if you want to break it down like that. There used to be 12 of those tribes. If you go into the book of Daniel, you'll see the dragon with the big horn, that's the Vatican. The 10 horn, that's the Germanic race of people. Germanic race of people. And make that understood. Ask yourself, and you go find this out, and I'm going to tell you how you can find it out, who the Germanic race of people is. That ain't a Jew. So all white people ain't the Germanic race of people. That ain't Yehuda in his language. Jew in this language, Ashkenaz in Yiddish. They ain't white. They belief is totally different from their cousins. Just sad. The most rootless of these people that you find in history would be Magog, Gog, and Tubal. The Bible is very clear. The Torah is very clear. Every religious book is very clear of who the evil one is on earth as we speak right now. It's very clear about it. You want to know, how do you know? This is the $64,000 question that all you Christians ask old Meatball when you meet him, how you know you're right. Well, this is how I know I'm right, because I studied history. I don't know any other way, shape, forms that I learned any damn thing than an intensive study and a hobby of history. This is what I learned from what I'm talking about. This is why I know your history. It's called a study of Hindu theism. You ask yourself who, what, when, how, why, and where did the shit come from? That's what you ask your dark complexion self. That's what you ask yourself these questions. And then you go out and answer them. You have to have an etymology dictionary. You have to know this. The first thing that you got to know is a word that's in the Bible that you Christians believe in, and the Quran that you Muslims believe in, and the Torah and Tanakh that you believe in. And I'm talking about the black race of people that are divided into three religious groups as we speak. They are either Hebrew Israelites, and it's a difference between an Israelite and a Jew, little brother. And my baby brother want to know about what's the difference between the Israelite and Jew, and I'm going to do that. We're going to do a series. I'm working on that, baby brother, so you'll know. So I get you a good lecture on that, and I'll send you some material on it. It's a difference between a Jew and an Israelite. You are a Muslim, or you're a Christian, or you're an atheist. You don't believe in nothing. But the majority of you come under them three religious belief, so-called religious belief. And the only religion known to mankind is Christianity. It's the only religion. Islam and Judaism is a way of life. And the only way that you can understand Christianity, you first have to understand Judaism or Yehudaism. And that's what we are studying for the last 3 or 4 months. We have been studying Judaism because this is the first thing that you have to know. because you believe in Jesus. So you have to know, what did Jesus believe in? You see a word in the Bible, and I'm talking mostly to the Christians because they're the one that's lost. I'm not talking to this lecture not goes out to the Hebrew Israelites or the Muslims or the people that's traveling and studying that has changed their name. See, you can't change your mind till you change your name. See, the word understanding, the definition of understanding is understand, to be familiar with language. This is the definition. We're going into the dictionary. Understand, to be familiar with language, know the meanings of the words in the language unit, knowing the meanings to be able to explain, to comprehend. Now, that's the definition that's in the Etymology Dictionary for understand. It says to be familiar with the language. And if you're a Christian, you haven't been taught nothing about the language that you speak. Not one thing do you can explain to old me where this language come from. It is the only language read from left to right. It came in 1523. That is, that's yes, did it. It ain't an ancient language that we speak it. It's an ancient language, signs and symbols that came back into the world in 1523, but it had disappeared until 1553, all the way from the 4th century up to now. This language had disappeared. It was called an ancient serpent language when you go study it. The word understanding means to comprehend and to have knowledge. Understood is the past tense of understand. And for you to understand something, we are going to go and talk to some book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs that you find in the Bible is the 9th book of Moses. The book of Psalms is the 7th book of Moses. The first 5 books in your Bible is the first 5 books of Moses. Moses wrote 12 books. He wrote 12 books. Your white daddy took them out of the counting when he got ready to take stuff out of the counting. You have to know this. Proverbs 3, verse 39. We're going to use the Bible. Proverbs 3, verse 19 says that Yah, by wisdom, has founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens. The heavens is the universe. Now, that's funny. When he established the heavens, he had understanding. Now, the earth was founded. Let's see, what do this word founded mean? And the word founded means to set up, to build on a firm base or ground. Established, to set up permanently. Now, we understand how the Father worked, what he done did, because we're going to get a clear meaning of what understanding is, so you can understand old meat when you meet him. All you Christians, I'm talking to nothing but a Christian. Wise people study history, and this is what we're going to be wise people. How does a black man... Your first thing you had to understand is that you were born in sin. This is what your Bible says in the Proverbs. Formed in iniquity. Well, now, if you're born in sin and formed in iniquity, everything that your white daddy have told you is a lie. as we speak right now. And if you don't know how to prove it, I do. This is the teaching of Gog and Magog, and you were warned to stay away from the Gentile. The Germanic race of people is a Gentile. You had to know this. That's what he is. Your Bible warns you several times about a Gentile. It warns you over and over. Jesus warned you about the Gentile. Every nation and people tell you about this Gentile, not to go in his ways, not to be like him, that he was an uncivilized person. Now, when we want to look up the word heathen, pagan, barbarian, when you go look up those words and go look up those words, heathen, pagan, barbarian, in an ethnology, make sure you get a damn ethnology dictionary, you will see the Germanic race of people. You will not see no black, brown, or red race of people. It says the Germanic race of people was heathen, barbarian, and pagan. And if you have a black face, and I ask you what your name, and you tell me that you are Ben Israel or Muhammad, you have not been genocided. This is what I know for a fact. But if you give me a Gentile name, and you tell me that you're an American that's black and proud, that's a Democrat or Republican, Christian, not only have you been genocided, your Bible calls you ignorant and a zip-down fool. And if you don't know where to find it, meatball do. I know where to find it in your Bible. This is just how pitiful you are as we speak right now. Your book tells you about a nation of people that was totally genocided in that Bible. That's you, African, American, Negro, colored boy, whatever you've been called so many different names. And every time they rename you, I give you the damn dates when your white daddy renamed you, because in 1619, 64 years after you've been over here, he quit calling you an African. For what reason? He started calling you colored people because there was no more Africans over here. They had mixed their seed with the Germanic race of people and the indigenous people who got renamed Indians over here in this land. And in the census report of Thyra, which you call America, African American Christian. Yes, I'm on you today, and I'm giving you some good, clean knowledge, pure knowledge. You want to know, how do I know? This is how I know. I studied your history. Now, in 1619, when you came over here and you mixed your seed with the indigenous people, the African did, in the Millipore was the Creek Nation, the Algonquin was the red man on the West Coast, the Millibothira was the Creek Nation, which was black people, and then Olmec to the West, which was black as tar also, but they mixed their seed with the Conquistadors, and then they became Mexican, and all cans is a god. If you go into ancient Greek history, all the Greek gods ended in can or own. When you get deep off into some study, and you got to read. And most Christians I run into, they don't want to read. They are satisfied with what they believe. This is how you know when someone has been genocided, is when you ask them what their name is, and they tell you that they're a white man. And you've been initiated into that. How do you know that a person is a ancient heathen, pagan, Babylonian worshiper of Nimrod who called his belief the loose belief of the Luciferian, the god of darkness as it's known, and who has become the enlightened one in today's society? The word Lucifer means the enlightened one. So how can we tell, as a ignorant nation of people, that's me included, because I didn't know this. White boy don't teach you this in his school system. And in my case, he got me at 6 years old and started teaching me his school system. At 3 years old, he get my grandbaby and started teaching him this BS. And we're going to go into the history of education, and that's a good subject, Brother Drew, that we got to go into that, the history of education. So you African Americans will know that your white daddy didn't educate you right. You are educated in a heathen, pagan, barbaric nation of people called people of hell. And hellism, they God, they religion. How do you know that in today's society that this American white boy who changed his name May 1st, 1776 from Anglo-Saxon to American and waited 94 years before he let anything black become an American in 1870 when he put you up under the black codes, and we talked about that. You're a highly educated group of people if you've been listening to this boy, because you know what the black codes are. You should have took the notes down, and anytime you want to go in, entice the knowledge, you go see it. So how do we know in today's society that we have the religion of Lucifer is easy by the calendar? The calendar that America is on and you Christians is on. Your signs, your symbols, your numbers, your language, your religion, your ritual, your feast days, your holidays, the gods you believe in, they came out of ancient Babylon, every last one of them. You want to trace the history of it? We'll trace the history. You can do it. I'm talking to you Christians so y'all won't be so ignorant. How many times has the nations fall that follow this calendar? Well, this is going into the seventh empire, which is called America. The first one was Babylon, then Assyria, Syria, Persia, Greek, Rome, America. What do they have in common? How do you know a person when a person of ebony hue skin has been totally genocided into an Anglo-Saxon Magog Tubal society, and he don't know anything about his country? Ask him, how do you read? And if the only way that you can read is from left to right, and you ask your dark complexion, summa cum laude, magna cum laude, cum laude, totem behind, in some Greek mythology, education, and exoteric knowledge, and we're talking esoteric knowledge, a little different knowledge. Ask yourself, how do you read? That's another way I know that you've been genocided. You want to know how old Meek know you've been genocided? Just ask your butt a question. You'll tell me. You'll tell me. And when you tell me that and I'm looking at you, I know what I'm looking at, a zip-down fool that believes he's a white man. That's the biggest fool that my dad has said that ever walked on the face of the earth is for you to ask the black man what his name is, and he tell you he's a white man. Now, you just think about that for a minute. That means that he done genocide you, because if some black people I go to, they'll tell me quick, I'm a Muhammad. Alhamdulillah. I go to the nation of Ben Israel, the Israelites, the Hebrew Israelites, they're going to tell me, Shalom Haki. Means peace be unto you, Ok. Means brother. Shalom Ok. Well, that means brother. If I go to a Christian, he going to tell me, good morning, good evening, good night, and See, when the good morning come, he be moaning. When the good evening come, he be moaning. When the good night come, he be night, he be moaning. And when the good morning come in the morning, he be moaning. And when he got to go out on white folks' plantation, and if you got a job, it's the same as a plantation. You don't work for yourself. You on the plantation. You on the white man's job. Your book told you that. Go read the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy and see, don't you Christians fit that description of a nation of people that was totally genocidal and ignorant. See, I'm going to go through the Bible to show you where you made your mistake. You want to know. Now, ask yourself another question. How do you know that a government is under the signs and symbols and numbers of the ancient Nimrod system? How do we know that? Out of the Birdman religion, that's what it was called in ancient times. The eye and the pyramid. That's how you know. The great seal of the United States of America is what? The eye and the pyramid and an eagle, bird of prey. Now, we're going to follow that eagle through history. We follow it right straight through the people of hell. That's the sign and symbol that come out of the hell. Remember, every nation of people has a history. That's what Hindu theism is, the study of each nation of people's history. That's what we're doing right now. We are enlightening ourselves, meaning that we're learning who Lucifer is. We're going to be the enlightened ones. So when old meat tell you he a Luciferian, he a Lucifer, people be shocked like hell. Well, hell, I'm just saying I'm the enlightened one because I know the history of the enlightened one. He ain't the devil, but he is a very powerful person with a school of thoughts, and a school of thoughts is a mind. And that's what you have not understood. You need to go check. The average Christian don't want to read the history. Once you tell them the history and stuff, they get all buck-eyed, but the Bible tells you that. How do you know, ask yourself another question, how do you know it's Nimrod's religion? Well, we have to study Babylon because it was the first empire up under this system that fell, the eagle, the history of the Birdman religion. Mithraism. Constantine was the last Promus Maximum. Well, we call the Pope now, that's in Vatican country, we call him the Pope Promus Maximum. He ain't a Pope. I hear people on the radio, well, the Pope is the word. That man ain't a Pope. He is the Promus Maximus, meaning he is the high priest of Mithraism. Go check it out. Every nation of people has its own Pope. It's an American Pope, Spanish Pope, Brazilian Pope, Mexican Pope. Every nation of people that you name, there is a nation that is recognized by the Roman Catholic Church, because see, you had to understand the Roman Catholic Church claims they conquered all these lands in their name, and they was over here in the West saying they owned everything over here until the Presbyterian kicked their butt out. Go check that history out. That's some history you need to know. How do you know what education system that's been taught in this school system? Well, let's go ask the Jews. Jews wrote a book in 1860, and when they migrated over here, why they don't use this education system that they white cousin got. You don't see no Jew going to no public schools and graduating from no college that a white boy got. Why? Because the white boy's teaching is no good. Ask the Jew. You want to ask Jesus, ask the Jew. Why they don't mess with this white boy's teaching. Why they don't believe a damn thing that he says. Only this African-American that calls himself a Christian. believe what his daddy said. And it's a funny thing about a Republican form of government up under these other six empires, and America is the seventh empire. It's a funny thing, Brother Drew. A Republican lasts 250 years. That's what we got in history. You want to know, I need all know this, you get in a book and start studying and ask themselves questions like we ask ourselves questions I'm sharing with you. How old me know he asked himself these questions, then he went and got the answer. It is recorded in history that a Republican falls after 250 years. America celebrated its 237th birthday. If we add 13 years on that, we got what? 250. So the fall of America, Christianity, because when America falls, everything falls. And if you notice, from Babylon, all of this, over the way up to Greece, everything fell. New way form of life came into existence. You got 13 more years left before the Republic of America falls. And that's the funny thing. The only democratic form of government in the world that's a Republican is America. We just got through with government last week. So you should be enlightened and know this. Every country, as we speak right now, is either socialism or communism. And every country is a dictator form of government. The biggest Republican is China. The Republic of China is communist, up under the caste system. And you found out what the caste system is. So when the fall of this government, if you African Americans want to find out what form of government you're going to be put up under, just look at India and study their history, and you know what old meat know. What form of government? And then you got to know how you survive in the government. Well, how you survive in the government is you work for the government. And the way you work for the government is you got to have education. Now, you African Americans, you look at your stats as you stand right now in the United States of America. Look at your stats. You're the lowest on the totem pole of all the stats. You praying to Jesus 24/7 every day, and you the low man on the stats. Your children ain't getting no education. So what we going to do with it? What are the white folks going to do with your dark complexion tail? This is reality. You know that Navy base over there above Drew and Grand Prairie, they run it with a skeleton crew. That's just one out of 2,000 or 3,000 military bases that's run with a skeleton crew. Can be open in less than 6 months. Well, I'm going to tell you what us good white folks going to do to you colored folks when this republic falls. We're going to put you up under the system, and we're going to send your tail to school for 7 years. And if your ignorant butt don't want to learn anything, we're going to put you on a pea farm. We're going to open up the military bases and put your dark complexion butt on those bases. That's what we're going to do. That's what us good white folks going to do to you African American Negroes in less than 13 years from now. We'll have it in good shape in 25 years. We'll be in good shape with putting you in your place. See, you not in place. See, you don't want no education. The white man done give you everything. When he put you out of slavery, he said that he would look at you for 100 years to see how you mixed out in the society. And if you didn't mix out into society, you had to know how the black codes work. If you didn't, then he'd put your butt back in slavery. And the only way he can enslave you is put you in prison. So where is you at now? Your girls and your boys that have the age of producing your race of people, two-thirds of them is where? Incarcerated. The word incarcerated. You know, you got those proper words. You incarcerated. You got no education. Well, us white folks going to put you on a pea farm, and you're going to be working on a farm because that's how you're going to get your money. Because there ain't going to be no dollar bills. So I want all of y'all to look at them $100 bills and $50 bills that you love so well. It says a note on it. It ain't money. In 13 more years, you can take it and wipe your butt on it. Yeah, a $100 bill, because you're going to have a plastic card in your hand. They call it the mark of the beast. And if you get to losing your plastic card, like you know y'all going to lose your car, we're going to implant it in your wrist like we do when we take our boys overseas. There ain't no more dog tags. We got your butt tagged some other kind of way, Holmes, in case you on a secret mission, you get killed overseas. On a secret mission, well, you ain't got no dog tags on you, and we don't know who the hell you are. I've been on too many damn missions like that. We don't know who you are. You over there, you ain't got no business over there, but you volunteer on the scene because you're being patriotic. That's what I would do it in Vietnam. I've been very patriotic, brother. He had me fooled during that time, homeboy, that I was fighting for freedom. I looked up the word freedom about 30 years ago, they said one who is free from government rule. So he had me BS now. He had me bullshitted good on that when I volunteered to go to Vietnam twice. You know, so I was really a damn fool. I look back over my life and see how big a damn fool white folks done made out of me. You ought to do that too, especially you Christians. You ought to do it. You need to look and see how big a damn fool that you've been in 2014, if you're African-American. So you want to know what I know? How do I know this? Well, how do I know this? It's because I studied the history and studying history. And see, you got history. I got a book up here, Brother Drew. I've been looking at. I hadn't looked at it in about 20 years. I drug it out. It was a book Big Mama had. It's called People and Places of the Past. And National Geographic Society put that book out, Brother Drew, and it tells you.
All right.
Of, yes, sir.
No, I'll just agree with you.
Yeah, it tells you of what your white daddy done did, killed out all of these people that was on the what we call the Western Territory. We call it the Western West Coast, but it's actually the Western Territory. So the United States is broke up into Western Territory, the New England states, the Commonwealth states, and the Republican state. And Texas is the capital of the Republican state. And that's funny, Brother Drew. All the Republican states is in the South. How about that? See, and when you know this, Brother Drew, then you get a better understanding. Now, Proverbs 4, verse 1 and 2 in your Bible, Christian, says, hear ye, children, the instruction of a father, not a damn God. This is a father. And attending to no understanding, that word understanding, for I have give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. The mother gave you the law, the father gave you the commandments. That's what the book of Proverbs said. You know, it said, hear, O my son, and receive my saying, and the years of the life shall be many. I think everybody should read the fourth chapter of Proverbs. It deals with wisdom. Now ask yourself a question. Why do the Christian live under grace from the doctrine? When we go to Psalm 68 and 4, we're going to ask ourselves another question. What is the name of the God of heaven, Brother Drew? God is a compound, is a noun. It's the name of a person, place, or thing. And when you say, I believe in God, and your white daddy took Goodspeed, took Yah out of the Bible and put big G and little G, and most of you Christians don't even know about no big G and little G. Well, you need to go study some theology, because he done hoodwink you again when he start changing the stuff. And you ask Meatball, how do I know something? Your white daddy got a good thing, a changing thing. It clearly tells you in Psalm 68 and 4, it says, sing unto Yah. This is God in this book, but Yah was in here 6,820 times before they took it out and revised and put it in their version. Remember, you got the 1881 King James revised version that you said is the truth that came in 1881. Subtract 1881 from 2014, and you see how far behind you are. Christian, sing praises to his name and start him and write upon the name by his name. Yeah, Jah is in here, J-A-H. When you're studying history, the J doctrine came in 1523. This was translated out of the 1611. That's what it says on the front page of this 1881. And when we go into the 1611 Bible, and if anybody want one of those Bibles, I know a lady that sells them and got a bookstore, and I'll be giving you her number next week, but she can get these 1611s, I think, for $40 plus shipping if she has to ship it to you. And that's a good deal. You better get it for $40, because, brother, it'll go up high on you. And let's see what it says, and rejoice before him. But the key, now you know the name of the ancient one. This is the ancient one, and this is a school of thought. He wasn't a god. The people that believed in Yah, they didn't believe in G-O-D. Only white folks believe in gods. It's a Germanic race. It's a Germanic word. It ain't a Hebrew word. It ain't a black man's word. God is a white man's word. Damn it. Understand it. Number 5 say a father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is Yah in his holy habitat. He's a father for the fatherless. He has been known as the Father all over the ancient world. This is the new world, the modern day world, the jet age, the computer age, the age of information is what we're living in now. This is the world of information. So you want to know how I know? Well, I'm telling you how I know. You're getting a good impact how old Meatball know what he knows. He study. Now, I think Paul told you to study to show yourself approved. And study yourself to show yourself approved. This is to all the Christians. Because Paul knew when he wrote that in the Bible that you were going to meet a nigga named Meatball. And you're talking to him. And whenever you Christians get ready to talk to him, that's why Paul told you to study to show yourself approved. Because if you have not studied to show yourself approved, Meatball is going to point blank directly speaking, a short proverb to you. And a proverb is a short statement that is directly to the point. I'm going to open up a can of whoop ass on you. That's the reason I carry a can open with me. When you come up on this voice and you don't know what you're talking about and you're a Christian, I'm going to open up a can of whoop ass on you. And I want everybody that out there that's listening to me, when you run into a person running up to you, telling you that they want to give you the Holy Ghost, I don't open up a can of whoop ass on it. Carry a can opener around with you like I used to do for years. And I also took some mustard seed with me, Brother Drew, because I tell him, I say, you see this mustard seed? Talk about a mustard seed in the Bible. I tell you point blank that your ass can sit on this mustard seed that you listen, and your feet and your ass still won't hit the ground. That's how low I cut your butt when you start messing with me on talking about, you know, about Christianity is the correct religion of a black man that's in the United States as we speak. It ain't the correct one. That's the religion of Lucifer, who is opposite, the enemy of the black man. You live up under the 12 laws of nature. You can't do away with them laws. You live under grace from them. That's what your white daddy told you. You live under grace from those laws. The 12 laws of nature, the second law of nature, is the laws of opposite, meaning that everything in creation has a natural enemy. What is the natural enemy of a black, a peace person of color, is what? The white man. That's your enemy. And you don't know, you love his last year dirty draws. That's what you do. You love him. Oh, I love him so much that I'm him. I call myself him. If I ask you what's your name, you say, oh, I'm a white man. Well, to me, you're suffering from the curse of Ham. That's what the curse of Ham is. In other words, the Mormon church in their Bible say that if you're an African American, you once was a white man that's been cursed black. Well, hell, I have to agree, Brother Drew, with the Mormon Bible. For many years, me and Cole, we say, well, how in the world could a black person be in the Mormon church? And you got some in there, and they just now started letting you move up in the Mormon church. Yes, did it a couple of years ago, you blacks that's Mormon, because you want to be like your white daddy. You know, you every monkey see, monkey do, Brother Drew. Whatever the white man do, I got to have it. I remember back in the 60s when niggas was getting Cadillacs with a white man. We ain't got a continental. Guess what? Negroes started going to get the continental. How I know, Brother Drew? I was one of them Negroes. First had a Cadillac. Then I had me a continental. Then I had to have me a convertible because I seen the white folks having it. So don't tell me about you because, see, I've been you before. You can't tell me a damn thing about how you've been genocized by a white man because I've been genocized before. I was in Genesis, but I came out along with a whole lot of people that came out between 1932 and 1974 with the Nation of Islam and Ben Israel and went to Malachi Yalk and went to another thinking, another mindset other than what his white daddy done and changed their name. Everybody changed their name, Brother Drew. That's why you Drew X. That's why you Drew the Yah Man. That's why I'm David the Yah Man. And then when I found out what my name is in the ancient tongue, it's Dawaya. If I'm speaking Hebrew, what the Jews speak, it would be David, a David. If I'm speaking Arabic, it would be Daoud. If I'm speaking this bastardized language, it would be David. Well, my name done went through all of these translations to get to this word here. So I can communicate with the white man, I got to call myself David. I can't call myself Dwight because he don't know what I'm talking about. I'd be saying David. But I changed my name because I changed my damn mind. And until you can change your name and change your mind, you had to know what this white boy done did to you and put you up on that. It's just as simple as that, Brother Drew. It ain't no, how do you know that you're right? Hell, I use your Bible to know that you're right. Your Bible give you every warning of a Gentile. Get you Christian. Get you a Bible concordance, a strong Bible concordance. That's the name, strong, that's a Jew. Jew. You know, get you a strong concordance. Get you a strong Tanakh. And then you'll learn the truth. Because if you ain't going to know no truth until you study Judaism, that's what I learned through studying history, is that's why I'm teaching Judaism right now. I started off doing my lectures with Judaism. My old class for the last 35, 40 years know Judaism to the max. I ain't the only one that knows. I got some people that can talk same as me that know what I know. I ain't the only one that know. I might be the only one that got nerve enough to speak it. And I might be the only one that I have ever met that love y'all and y'all alone and don't love your dark complexion. But, and that's for a fact. Because if you see, the number one commandment was love y'all with all your mind. I don't know nobody in my group has moved to that level but me, Brother Drew. And you know that for a fact because you've been around me a long time. And I've been telling you ever since you met me, the people that meet me, I don't love nobody. I respect you. And then when I read in the book of Proverbs, it says, Yah said don't have no respect for no man that doesn't respect him. So, shit, that took my respect down a little bit lower for people that didn't respect the teaching of Yah. Now, the teaching of Yah is in Islam, and the teaching of Yah is in every religion. So I respect every religion, which is not a religion, but a way of life. I don't respect religion, and that's Christianity. I have no respect for it, Brother Drew, and because it's not correct. And if you don't know it's not correct, then you need to study to see if it's correct. Don't come running up into me telling me that you know Christianity is correct and you got it correct. And then when I tell you to tell me the history of the early church, you sitting there picking in your nose and digging in your butt like the typical nigger do, doing the shine. And I know y'all don't like that word nigger, but see, nigger means only one thing, a black. Because if you put the root word in with any of the vowels that your white daddy give you, A-E-I-O-U, and sometimes Y-W, then N-A-N-I-N-Y, any of the vowels, the first beginning of it means black in any damn language that you speak. So nigger is spelled N-E-G-G-E-R. Niger, N-I-G-G-A-R, which means black, which is derived off that. See, the old southern white boy, he couldn't say nigger, he had to say nigger. So he fooled you that that was a racist word, and you get all bent out of shape when you hear the word nigger. Somebody use it. Oh, I'm not that. You know, only a Christian get think that away. Ain't nobody else think that way, because if you got knowledge, then you know that the longest river over here in the Western Hemisphere were called a Niger. If you have knowledge, you would go and read in the book of Acts at Pentecost that the people that had all the wisdom up there in Pentecost was the Nigers. Well, and you can call them the Nigers or you can call them the niggers. They had all the knowledge. And I don't understand it. You know, I know that y'all get upset when I use that word. Some people do, you know, that use the word and they don't want to listen to it. It don't matter to me because I use the word. I talk point blank. When you talk to me or you listen to me, I come straight from the shoulder. I very seldom write anything down. Brother Drew can tell you that. People that know me, I come straight from the shoulder. What comes up comes out. And I know some people don't like it because you don't like the truth. The truth sets you free. Always remember that your Jesus said that the truth set you free. Now, I don't understand how in the world that you can, when you start saying, I believe in Jesus and Christianity, well, Jesus couldn't have got here until 1523. That belief came out of Revised Version Bible that was let out in 1881. It wrote in 1881. It came on the market in 1881 when America said they was going to use the Bible as its book, use the language as its national language, and the God of that book as its national God. 10 years later, they said, we ain't going to use Jesus as our national God over here, and y'all got all bent out of shape. That old, the white folks got bent out of shape when Barack Obama said that Jesus is not the national God of America. Well, he was absolutely correct, because 10 years after, in 1891, they said, Cleveland said, that open up America for anybody could come to America, build a temple, worship any God in America. He was free to do that. This is what America was based on, the freedom of religion and the freedom of speech. So everybody is welcome to America, that all the gods. Well, then, that's funny. So when that happened, 1891, we got numbers on that. That's 10 and 19. That's on the 10. You know, we do the numbering on it, and we find that mathematically speaking, 2014, what's the day? January, whatever it is, whatever the day is, it's supposed to be.
25th.
Whatever day. Yeah, okay. We can truthfully say right now, Brother Drew, that if you're a Muslim, you know that it was 360 gods in the Kaaba. You know this. Muhammad came and killed out all of those gods, killed them. Well, them same gods that Muhammad killed in the West and the East has came to the West as we speak. They're right here in Dallas, Texas. It ain't a damn god, pagan, heathen god that's not in Dallas, Texas right now. We know that, Brother Duke, or we can go out in Farrah Park when the babies, your babies and Coheen babies and my grandbabies went on a field trip. They found all of them gods, Yah, amongst all of them pagan gods they got in Farrah Park here in Dallas, Texas. We can take you there, and the Masons put out there in the midst of all of them gods, pagan gods, they put the ancient language of Yah out there in 1951. The language was out there. The grandbabies and the children that was in our class went on a field trip, and they found the language out there. And these little children came back and told Cole and I about the language, and we did a thing with Miss Wade about the language and asked the Masons at 720 Harwood Street, why in the hell didn't you teach the language to the black people, students, here in Dallas, since we teaching there, that was about 10 years ago. They ain't got back with us yet. They said they get back with us. But they did let us go put it, Miss Norma Wade, give the history, and we talked and he did a thing on us in the paper. But it didn't, nobody paid it attention, because especially African Americans, they didn't even know what they're doing, because they too busy with their head up the white man's butt. And that, if you want to know how I know that you ain't got the right stuff, everybody want to know why I owe me? No. Go to Revelation 2, verse 15, where you didn't know Jesus hated something. He said he hated the Nicolaitan teaching. Well, go look up the Nicolaitan teaching, and you're going to find it. It's the Apostle Creed, Nicene Creed, Tertullian Creed. Well, if you are a Presbyterian, a Methodist, Episcopalian, a Catholic, every Sunday morning, your dark complexion buds say the Apostle Creed. Go to any damn Methodist church on Sunday morning, tomorrow morning, and you're going to stand up and say the Apostle Creed in it. You go to the Baptist church, they're going to say the Nicene Creed. If you go to the in-denomination church, they don't believe in the Tertullian Arian Creed. Now, you want to know what those creeds is, you go take your dark complexion tail out and study like I did and look it up. But don't come telling me that I don't know what I'm talking about. Because when I ask you as a Christian to explain to me what your sweet Jesus hated, and you can't explain to me, I'm going to call you a zip-damn fool and know you one, because you off into something that you don't know nothing about. I believe, well, I don't know a damn thing. See, you want to ask me how I know? A person asked me, how do I know that I'm right? Hell, I don't study you. If you want to know about the white man and you black and most black Muslims, they haven't studied the Quran, Brother Drew, like we have, and neither have you read it over 1,000 times like I have. Neither have you read the Bible over 1,000 times like I have. Neither have you read the Torah, the Tanakh, the Sefer, the Benegeti, and all of these books. Homeboy, I'm riding up on 1,000 times of reading these books. I ain't smarter than you, but I bet you I done outread your dark complexion tail to tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. I done outread you. And see, I ain't smarter than you, but and that's why I'm sharing the knowledge with you, those that want to be the knowledge to be shared with. It's hard for a Christian to understand this because you got to open up your mind, Christian, if you're a Christian. And you're listening. And I know there are some Christians that listen to me because I have some friends as Christians. And I have a chess partner that I play chess with every day. He's a preacher, a Baptist preacher, a non-denominational preacher. But he told me God called him, Brother Drew. I asked him, was he up on him? See, now, when you hear voices, Brother Drew, that's the first sign of a schizophrenic. So if you are a Christian, you are a paranoid schizophrenic. That's one of the mental disease or neurosis that 84% of the American people is suffering from. But 99% of the American black ones call themselves Christians. So you can see how we have so much mental illness in our communities simply because you believe in Christianity. And that's why you get all of this nothingness. See, Christianity is the only religion you can do or be any damn thing that you want to be. How I know this? Well, all I got to do is look at the awards. And I'm looking at somebody got gold in their mouth, pants hanging down, gold all around named Jay-Z and Beyonce and all of you. C's and Z's, and you look at them, I hear the church, I hear my good friend Robert be talking about Jay-Z this and Jay-Z this, he could do this. So y'all worshiping these cats. And they get up and get the award and say, oh, giving honor to Jesus first. Well, if you think for any minute that Jesus, you show it to me in the Bible, had the schools of thoughts of praise dancing in your church, a bunch of homosexuals in your church, all your musicians now are homosexuals in the church. I asked my mama, who's been playing for a church, Brother Drew, this year my mama will be playing for Miles Chapel CME Church in Crockett, Texas. She will be playing there in Big Bell, which is an AME church. My mama been playing at that church since she was 7 years old, Brother Drew. My mama is 88 years old. She started playing in that church when she was 7. That means that she'd been playing in that church 81 years every Sunday she played. That's how come I know so much about the Methodist way of life. Then my other grandmother on my daddy's side was Baptist, so I know the Baptist because one grandmother raised me 7 days and the other one raised me 7 days until I was 18 years old. So I got a good dose of different doctrines. Well, if you believe in the Apostolic Creed, if you're a Methodist, you believe in homosexuality. You say that the Bible said it was all right for you to be a homosexual. To the standpoint where here in Dallas, they got 5 or 6 retired Methodist preachers say they, this week, they said that they were going to marry homosexuals. They're going to lose their teaching, they say. They don't care. They don't care. They're going to marry because God said, nowhere in the Bible said that you that man and man should not be married to each other. That's what the Apostolic Creed says. So all of you good people out there that's Methodists, good black folks, this Methodist, how many of you know what your church doctrine believe in? Because I know they don't, Brother Drew, because I got a partner named Stovall. He's a preacher. He got 4 doctor's degrees in the Methodist church. And yeah, I don't think I ain't broke. He's my chess playing partner, too. And I've been knowing him over 20 years. He's a jazz musician. He also with the... And with all kinds of SCL and all that, he know the truth. But he told me that he's been Methodist all his life, so he going to stay with what his dad is teaching. So this is what I'm saying, Brother Drew. Check out before you start saying, I believe, you check it out. And all you people that's dealing with, well, I don't know if Christianity is correct or is this, is that, and stuff. You got to open your mind up. When you got a closed mind, then you get closed in. And then ask yourself, what do the Bible say? I mean, Bible teaching is what is the Bible? Just ask yourself a question. The Bible, the 1881 Bible, that the present-day Western Hemisphere churches of the Angelic Gospel Christian Episcopal teaching. Oh, that's another hit there, Brother Drew. The Western churches is called Angelic Gospel Christian Episcopal teaching. Well, my question is, was Jesus teaching Angelic Gospel Christian Episcopal teaching? Was that his version? Did he revise it when he got killed on the cross? Because, see, this man here believed in Yehudaism, and Yehudaism and Christianity is night and day. And that's what you got to understand. How many more minutes we got, Brother Drew?
Yeah, we're down to about 2 minutes, Brother DeWalt.
Well, I hope that everybody enjoyed this and you got enlightened. And because the Bible is a history book of 2 tribes of people, Yehuda and Yasharal. You call them Jews and Israelites. And Judah and Israel, 2 different histories. One of them had 19 kings, one of them had 21 kings when you study. So this is why old meatball know who you is or who you are, as the old folks say, Brother Drew. And until next week, I will say, Kamaya, Shabbat Shalom.
Kamaya.